back to the 6CB Westfields Junior School Radio Show.
Are you ready to be amazed?
Today we will be talking about World War II. At the end we'll be doing a quiz, so make sure you're ready.
In Year 6, we have been learning so much about World War II.
In history, guided reading, and even at an awesome museum for our school trip.
World War II started in 1938 and ended in 1945.
World War II began when Nazi Germany invaded Poland.
In World War I, Germany lost the war and that caused them to lose their army and gun privileges.
Hitler was unhappy after losing World War I and refused to take his troops out of Poland to gain back his land.
Hitler refused to take his troops out of Poland, so Britain declared war on Germany.
This act of aggression led Britain and France to declare war on Germany 2 days later.
Women in World War II.
When the war started, life changed a lot for women.
Before the war started, they didn't have any jobs to do. They stayed at home, but now is their time to shine.
Because most men went to fight as soldiers, the women had to occupy their jobs.
They became land girls and worked in factories and hospitals.
The thing was, they didn't get paid much.
Women only got paid 2 shillings a week if they were a nurse.
That wasn't the best pay at all.
Because of this, a few women starved.
Roughly over 200,000 women worked as land girls.
They looked after animals and worked in sawmills.
Propaganda posters encouraged women to occupy jobs that were labouring and hard.
The women that didn't work were asked to look after the neighbours' children while they went to work.
Codebreakers worked in many places, but a famous codebreaking station is called Bletchley Park.
And that nearly concludes this topic.
So would you rather the dusty domes and sickly hospitals of women's work, or would you prefer the bombs and guns of men's war fighting?
In World War II, propaganda was introduced.
Posters were put up to convince people to play their part in the World War.
The government used posters to ask people to work in the land army and become nurses and work in factories.
An example is Dig for Victory. Dig for Victory was a campaign used to encourage people to grow their food to help with the rationing effort.
On the propaganda posters, they made everything look nice, but in reality, it wasn't.
For example, on posters dedicated to factories, it would show women happy to work there, even though it wasn't a horrible place to work.
Are you ready to have some fun learning about Britain's home front?
It was expected that Britain's cities would be bombed by Germany.
During night, British people would have to turn off all their lights so the German people couldn't see what they were trying to bomb.
The government called on members of the public to serve as air raid wardens. Around 1.5 million men and women volunteered for RAP duties.
An air raid warden gives directions to a family wearing gas masks during a practice drill for an air raid.
The government decided to evacuate or withdraw young children and mothers with babies got sent to safer areas.
Even the British royal family was issued with ration books to show that nobody had special privileges.
People were encouraged to grow carrots in their back garden.
Did you know powdered eggs were widely used in the Second World War?
Britain imported most of its food to overseas, using supply routes, and became threatened by German submarines.
To make sure everyone got a fair share and to prevent people from hoarding food, on 8th of January 1940, the government introduced rationing.
Everyone received a ration book.
Containing coupons to be handed to shopkeepers when they buy goods.
As well as food, petrol, coal and clothing were also rationed.
It was a really hard time because some people didn't get as much food.
They had weekly meal plan and never got to choose what they would like to eat.
There are good and bad things about rationing.
Here are some examples of good things.
Everyone gets a fair share.
No one could be greedy.
On Sundays they get a dessert.
But it's only small.
They usually eat soup.
Which is good for people who love soup.
Here are some examples of good things.
They didn't get a lot of food and their food was not the best.
You are hungry most of the time.
Your rationing book is limited.
They have less sweets than now.
I hope you've been listening.
Get your pen and paper out.
True or false? Did 7 million women work in factories during World War II time? False! You are correct!
Women fought in the war.
False.
Correct.
True or false? Spitfires were used in the war.
True.
You are correct.
The age limit was 5 years to 28 years.
For an evacuee.
You are correct.
True or false? Only food was rationed.
False.
Correct. They did fuel, shoes, clothes and other essentials.
True or false? Propaganda posters were always looked how they seemed.
False!
Correct. Propaganda posters always seemed to look like they wanted to.
Thank you for listening.